BBC News with Julie Candler. Turkish artillery units have fired on Islamic State targets and Kurdish militia units in northern Syria. The bombardment from inside Turkey is targeting positions in the town of Jarablus and Manbij. Earlier, Turkey said the Islamic State group should be completely cleansed from northern Syria. The UN aid coordinator has warned that the situation in the Syrian city of Aleppo risks becoming an unparalleled humanitarian catastrophe. Stephen O'Brien pleaded with the UN Security Council to secure at least a 48-hour ceasefire for the delivery of aid. Germany, France and Italy have stressed the need to give the European Union new impetus after Britain's decision to leave the bloc. The leaders of the three countries meeting in Italy wanted more focus on security and economy, but correspondents say little concrete came out of the meeting. Turkey says it's withdrawn its ambassador from Austria. Ties between the two countries have been fraught over the past weeks, with Vienna warning that Turkey is heading towards authoritarian rule. The comments have caused outrage in Ankara, which has called Austria the capital of racism in Europe. A two-story building under construction has collapsed in the northern Nigerian city of Kano. Many workers are said to have been killed in the accident. Rescue and recovery work is still continuing at the site. Three companies who have sponsorship deals with the American swimming star Ryan Lochte have ended their deals with him. The deals were terminated after he falsely told Brazilian police that he and three teammates had been mugged at gunpoint at the Rio Games. DNA experts in London are to investigate a collection of 18th century pigtails, believed to be from sailors who carried out the mutiny on HMS Bounty in the South Pacific Ocean in 1789. BBC News.